This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm not going to get into any details here, but I confirm, we've known for a while, the Democratic Party, officially at the highest levels, is poking around trying to bring down InfoWars. We learned about it from our Trump sources that Pelosi and her daughter were having meetings with Lynch trying to figure out ways to have me arrested or whatever. And I knew this was good sources. The next day she went on Fox and said that I was creating death threats for her, which is total bull. I haven't hardly even talked about her daughter. Other than the fact she was running the thing to get the unfaithful electors. And so it's just all part of this thing. And let me just tell the listeners, we have sharks circling us. And I think this is great. I've always wanted to fight with these people. I mean, I'm totally committed. And we're changing the world. Just know, InfoWars is at the heart of the resistance. When we say that, I've talked to retired and other current high-level people in the intelligence community. I mean, very high. And they've done all the tracking. They know with the computers that InfoWars is at the tip of the spear. There it is. Google the flag offensive content, top of drudge. See, it's breaking by the hour. Used to be every few months something big, then every week, then every day, now every hour. Just boom, 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 boom. And they decide what is offensive. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. I'm going to get to all your phone calls here. Josh in Ohio, then Kay and Linda and others. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. First off, God bless you and your crew. You guys are incredible. I'm a first-time caller. I just started listening to you guys about 9 months ago and really got plugged into basically the correct side of society, how things should be going. Looking at the world, I think there's two ways to kill the liberal agenda. And one of them you mentioned, and thank God Mr. Trump is doing, is cutting funding to the arts communities and all this crap. I was in college in Ohio here, and it would be a 60-degree day in November. Just random warm weather would come in, and you'd hear all these liberal people, oh, my God, we're going to die, we're going to die, global warming, global warming. Wouldn't shut up. And a week later, there'd be 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground. You wouldn't hear a peep out of them.
And notice, and it was global freezing in the 70s and 80s, then it was global warming. Now it's just change, and they've gone to 18 attorney generals, the feds have under Obama, to see if they can start arresting people that don't agree with climate change. Of course we all believe in climate change. Their definition means it's man-made, it's bad, pay Al Gore money, and then they'll save you.
Exactly. And let me tell you, I'm a marketing guy. And from a marketing standpoint, the only time you look at, okay, let's say Pepsi, for example. Pepsi's been around forever. They've never changed the name, ever, because people like it for, you know, whatever reason. Global climate change, global freezing, global warming, all that. Why do you change the name? Because it didn't work. You keep changing it to try and re-jumpstart a new campaign under a new stupid name. And I tell everybody this. If it worked, if it was such a massive problem and people believed it, why do we keep changing it? And why does the severity get less and less and less? Now it's what, extreme weather? Is that what they call it now? Is that the big term for it?
Here's the thing. There are thousands of microclimates. You look at the numbers, hundreds of big ones. I forget the exact numbers. The world's always going through stuff. I just know the real science from what's even mainline science. They have all the climate science, and then they claim it's settled. But even the mainline astrophysics or geology or hydrology, it's undebated that carbon dioxide has been hundreds of times higher than it is now. It's so critical. They believe it's off-gassing because the Earth isn't having as much volcanic activity as it used to, and that just like Mars, we're losing our atmosphere. They've confirmed Mars had oceans, you name it, volcanoes, it lost its atmosphere. Its gravity is lower, it's a smaller planet, And that's part of it. The Earth is very old now and is losing its atmosphere. That's indisputed. It's almost like God set it up at this critical point where we'd have all this fossil fuel to then actually terraform back, geoengineer to survive. It's amazing. It's like a movie. It's like a simulation, like a video game. I'm getting chills. Oh, it's incredible.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three, broadcasting worldwide. Dave in South Carolina. I'm going to go to you, Jason, Andrew, Kay, Linda. We've got coming up at the bottom of the hour, the one, the only, Mark Dice. I've got a few clips I want to get to briefly here now. Angelina Jolie is a tool of the Council on Foreign Relations. She has pushed the worst UN programs. She pushes all the Comey propaganda, even though I knew at the time, I've since confirmed with people that were on the ground, that whole deal in Central Africa, they knew right where he was. They leave him there as an excuse to be there. They leave the radical Muslims there as an excuse. Trump's going to wipe all that out, by the way. I don't want to give away anything, but it's already known. Oh, there were terrorist camps in this country that have been taken out. And believe me, that's not just a statement. That's happened. But let's just stop right there. Obama had let some really bad stuff go on. It's hard to believe that things have gotten that bad. But we're going to go to your calls here in a moment. Angelina Jolie spoke at a UN event, and she's a UN envoy. I think she should be removed from that position. Trump has the power to do it, though she's actually with the UN, not with the U.S. He should pressure the UN. She doesn't speak for us. And she's running around saying that she warns against nationalism masquerading as patriotism. That's perfect PR disinfo from the anorexic. Nationalism masquerading, like it's like nationalism's fake, nationalism's not genuine, nationalism's bad, nationalism's a bandit with pantyhose over its face robbing a liquor store and shooting the clerk. Nationalism masquerading as patriotism. Patriotism is for your country and your rights and your people and your culture. So she says nationalism masquerading as nationalism. The word games they play, it's just mind-blowing. It's a Breitbart article, videos up on Infowars.com. There she is speaking in the Foreign Commonwealth, the tax office of the British government, the British Empire. Perfect. Let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is.
We see a rising tide of nationalism masquerading as patriotism and the reemergence of policies encouraging fear and hatred of others. We see some politicians elected partly on the basis of dismissing international institutions and agreements.
Ugly.
As if our countries have not benefited from cooperation but actually been harmed by it. We hear some leaders talking as if some of our proudest achievements are in fact our biggest liabilities, whether it is the tradition of successfully integrating refugees into our societies or the institutions and treaties we have built rooted in law and human rights.
And by ugly, you can see a woman that has like a Barbie doll frame, but they have that weird vampire thing going on where they're repulsive. I mean, she's repulsive to me. And I don't want to make comments about her physiology or physiology, any word, physiology or body or the rest of it. It's just, I'm telling you, I'm repulsed by her. And I'm repulsed by her actions and what she does. And then you read about her, the weird cultism and blood and rituals and the darkness. And she's into some really bad stuff. She's a very lost person, so we should pray for Angelina Jolie. But what about, the globalism, the treaties, the agreements, the foreign banks, the TPP that hijacked America and sold us out to communist China? You mean that, sweetheart? Your dad's got to be ashamed of you. He's out there trying to get our sovereignty back, fighting hard for this country. I don't like bad-mouthing people's kids, but you're in the arena, lady. You and Bow Wow, and we're done. So you're in the arena politically. You're fair game, and I think you are a evil-looking person, and your actions are evil. I mean, she's always creeped me out. People like 20 years ago, Angelina Jolie's so beautiful, and I'm like, what? A scarecrow with big injected lips? It's like some kind of albino goldfish or something? I mean, I just don't get it. But again, that's the Hollywood. This is the image of a woman, a desiccated woman, a desiccated woman, a desiccated woman. I don't mind women that are skinny if it fits them proportionately. But it's just shrunken women with shrunken souls in a shrunken world with shrunken heads. I am the anti-shrunken. I got a few more clips of the president I want to go to. So many great epic speeches. He's doing the right thing, getting back on the road, energizing the people's approval ratings going up, even in their fake polls where they sample, 15, 20 points more Democrats. He's at 55, 56. That's 65, 70. And that's what they know. He had such a landslide. It was devastatingly big. I told you the polls were fake. Told you they fixed the major polling companies. But see, our sources didn't want you to know that. And by the way, I didn't just have sources in Google or sources in Facebook or sources in Bloomberg. You know, only a select group of billionaires get access to those systems. And I have people that have access to it. And so I was just given gestalt numbers. But you notice it came true exactly as I said, because we're jacked in. I mean, I'm jacked in. In fact, most of the time I'm like, I don't even want to know this. I shouldn't even know this. Don't tell me. No. And it gets weirder and weirder. Let me tell you what the real upper class is. It's people that are dialed into the real info. And the globalists want more and more info on everybody else, but less and less about them. Let's play one clip of Trump and then go to the home the longest. Linda. And then a bunch of other callers like Kay and Dustin and others. Dustin in California is talking about major PSYOP. right now. Let's go to this clip. Judge blocking new immigration order is unprecedented judicial overreach. No, Mr. President, it's mutiny. It's clear-cut, it's ridiculous, it's naked, and it's outrageous. Let's go to the president.
Moments ago, I learned that a district judge in Hawaii...
Here, Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places in America.
Part of the much overturned Ninth Circuit Court.
80% overturned. 81%, sorry.
And I have to be nice, otherwise I'll get criticized.
There's some circuits that overturn like 5%.
Speaking poorly about our courts. I'll be criticized by these people.
I wish the president would say, they're the ones that banned the American flag in California.
In the world, I will be criticized.
Stupid YouTube glitch. By the way, it's not us. It's YouTube now has these glitches everywhere. Guys at the wall.
I'll be criticized by them for speaking harshly about our courts. I would never want to do that.
Even though they're enemies. They have we have a lot of great courts,
just
too.
Just block our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries.
That literally don't even have passports. It's like road warrior. Somalia is worse than Road War.
The order he blocked was a watered-down version of the first order that was also blocked by another judge and should have never been blocked to start with.
Yeah, the five-year-old can understand the law. He has much more authority.
This new order was tailored to the dictates of the Ninth Circuit's, in my opinion, flawed ruling.
And it wasn't good enough. And by the way, the president's allowed to challenge courts. It's historical. That's weird, too.
The opinion of many, an unprecedented judicial overreach.
Absolutely. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Linda in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. And that clip is exactly why I'm calling.
I know, that's why I played the clip first. Go ahead.
He understands that it's an overreach. The courts are wrong. Why can't he ignore this court crap and just go ahead and do the ban, regardless of what the courts are saying? If they have no substance to their cases.
Absolutely. I mean, we have the judicial, we have the VA, we have all these agencies in rebellion. Rex Tillerson, they just won't even follow his orders. I mean, I think it's time, like when Reagan, ordered the air traffic controllers, fired or, to jail. This is sedition. And it's fraud for people to sit there and take their paychecks and not follow it. But again, they're so entitled. This is the Generation X, which I'm part of. And I'm not saying we're all bad, but I mean, just look what we've turned into for the last 200 years. Because we've had so much freedom. And then the millennials and the Generation Z, though, seems to be waking up. It's crazy. I guess they've hit bottom. Not like the Russians have. You got to come up sometime. But I just don't even know what to say at this point. What do you think?
So if these courts keep getting in his way, can we expect to see him just say, you know what, we're going ahead with this regardless?
Well, he is a Republican, and I don't agree with everything that Lincoln did. It was a complex situation. Both the North and South were manipulated by British intelligence. I want to skip this break so we have more time. So actually, the whole thing was bad, but Lincoln believed he was in the right. He was certainly overall a very intelligent, overall probably honorable man, into a lot of weirdness, though. But the point is that our first president from Illinois and our first Republican president arrested hundreds of judges, governors, newspaper heads, when they openly were clearly not following the Constitution and blocking him during the Civil War. I love how Obama kept saying he was Lincoln when he's the party of the KKK. I mean, it's just truth. I'm sorry, it's not. But here's the truth. The Republicans lost their soul in the mid-60s. They were the abolition movement to begin with in the 1800s, and then they got the Republican Party in, and they did it all, and Christians were pushing it. And then the Democrats figured out with demographics that the Republicans were getting all the minorities. I mean, the minorities until like 1960s were like 90% voting for Republicans. And then they just suddenly, the Democrats switched and started saying, oh, we're the party of minorities. And strangely enough, minorities bought into it. So the Republicans panicked and said, we'll do the Southern strategy, at least in the South, give them some rhetoric they want. They kind of reversed what Eisenhower had done with the integration and all of it really fast. It pissed people off. There was a backlash. The Democrats pivoted, jumped to being liberal, the Republicans then kind of pivoted in the South to kind of now being the new KKK in some areas. And let's just be honest, they did kind of do it. But they weren't the real KKK. The real KKK has and always has been. And by the way, the KKK folks would rob anybody. They would go harass poor people. They would take land from everybody. It was just a game. At first, it started as a secret army against the North during occupation, was something completely separate. Then it turned into what it is today. But they talk about today, it's a total joke. In my grandfather's time, when he was ran as an Eisenhower Republican for county tax assessor and was super popular, he didn't care who you were. If you were poor, couldn't pay your taxes, you'd never pay them. And to tell people like hundreds a year, don't bring pies to my house, don't do this, no, I can't take money for this, no, I can't do it. But he wasn't, he was a veteran from World War II. He saw people starving all over Europe, fought the Nazis. He didn't like it. He came back and bucked his whole family, who weren't KKK, but they were, Southern Democrats. And he was so respected, though, that some of them were still really freaked out. He ended up turning them all around. They ended up becoming Republicans. But, it's just to sit there and know the real history of what the Republicans did and how they just gave it up to the dirtbag Democrats will make your head spin. Because all over the country's veterans came home, especially in the South, and said, listen, we got to uplift people. We can't just sit there and treat black people like animals and do this anymore. So the Democrats got smart. That's why there's letters by LBJ written from the Driscoll Hotel, where he lived most of the time with his mistress, who I've interviewed many times before she died. The point is, I can't even say what's in those letters because MSNBC or Colbert Report will take it and say I said it, but go read LBJ letters about getting the N-words to vote Democrat for 100 years. And he's liking these letters going, look at these uppity people, their own hotels and restaurants, and segregation's made a whole other economy, and they're getting out of control. Well, let me tell you, the Republicans think they got them. I'm going to do all this and get money to their women, and then we'll set up government housing, and we'll get full control of these people, and we'll have them voting Democrat for 100 years. Don't worry, I got a plan for these people. And you've seen it, man. And then MTV and gangster culture, folks are gone. But so are the white people. Anybody that listens to MTV or this garbage is gone. And they know exactly what they're doing, and it is pure weaponized evil. And LBJ, I'm so proud of Texas, but he was a real Texan. His family goes back to the very start of it. Some of my friends, good friends are related to LBJ very closely. They're good people, too. LBJ was just a bad seed, man. He was a gangster, a thug, had hitmen all over the place, and just a bad guy, man. But listen, he didn't just domesticate black people. He domesticated everybody. LBJ began breaking this country's back like nobody else. And he went to the social engineers and all of them and just McNamara, you name it, and they figured out a way to screw this country up and to take our strengths and turn it against us. Go ahead. Anything else? She's gone. Thank you so much, man. Great points. Kay in Maryland, then Dustin, Dave, and D.C. Go ahead, Kay.
Hey, it's Kay Blaze from Maryland. I just want to make a comment on the whole MTV and Snoop Dogg thing. I'm 33 now. I probably wrote my first rap back when I was like 15, and I was inspired by Snoop, not because he was so awesome, because he said some of the dumbest things that I ever heard in my life in his raps. And I was like, if he gets through all that stupid stuff and he's all famous with all of this, glam around him.
But, I talked to a lot of the top rappers, you name it, those famous founders of it. On purpose, there's great empowering rap and hip-hop. They don't let it get on the charts.
Oh, well, it's coming. I've got another jam I just made called Trump Card. And hopefully I get the video for it made up this week or this weekend. I'm just a normal guy with a 8-hour-a-day job cranking it out here for my fan. But I woke all the way up once my son was like 5 months old. I started looking into vaccines and all that. And it just blew the whole crater where the rabbit hole was. And then I just kept on going down.
Well, let me say this. Your phone's a little distorted. Back off of it. But I'm going to give you some time here, Kay, in just a moment. Just back off the phone because I want to say this. I was talking to Millie Weaver. I've talked to Leanne McAdoo about this for years. We've never had the crew, the staff. Plus, when you start playing people's music, they're great. They sign a deal. All of a sudden, this happens almost every time, the label comes after us, even though we help launch people. We're not asking for anything, but they think like we must be involved because we're helping launch something. I have the audience. Drudge has an even bigger audience to help launch patriotic country music, hip-hop, rap, rock, everything. It's so good. People submit it to us. But I just don't have the staff and people to get them to sign forms. I mean, here's an example. I've had Willie Nelson say you can play this song. I've had a Shooter Jennings say I can play this song. A bunch of others. I play it. 6 months later, my YouTube gets shut down because the record company hits me. I got to go find a contract, have a lawyer call them. Record company tells me no way. But listen, I want to have a whole hour-long show every day, bringing back good music, not wanting any money on our side, to literally launch this to win. You are the secret weapon. I've heard the best rap, hip-hop, hardcore stuff out there that understands the real paradigm that is so good, but then we never have the time to deal with it, contact them, get it on. So I believe me, I need a few crew members. I need the funding to set it up because I want to end up having a 1 or 2 hour show every day with talk radio that's like 80% music where we play everything. And I think it's going to be a mega hit. I just have to get the legal in place because believe me, I mean, Willie Nelson says, play this new song just for you. Record company hits me a year later. It just happens all the time. And so that's what happens. But believe me, sir, absolutely is what we want to do. So tell us about your new record, where people can find it online. Because I want to find the really good stuff, like Joy Velo. Take her from, number 40,000 on the charts to number one. And I didn't get a dime for that. And, of course, we didn't just do it. Everybody did it. Drudge did it. The point is, this is a war. I'm looking for the leaders. I'm looking for people that have courage. I don't care what color you are. We're in this together, and this is it. And we're going to sink or we're going to swim together. We're going to the stars together or we're going to blow ourselves up together. Doesn't mean we don't have problems and people hadn't done stuff to each other or whatever. It doesn't matter. We're living today. And the enemies of freedom worldwide are against Trump because he's real. Make no mistake about that. Sorry, Kay. Go ahead. I'm ranting.
No, laughing and crying, sweating and bleeding, marching, fighting, whatever. We in it together. We got to rebuild this culture that's been crushed by all this garbage out here on TV and the media. It's nuts, but with the album that I just released, it was my first one, even though I've been rapping since I was 15, but I just carved out a linoleum stamp and manually stamped each little envelope and put my album in there, mastered up, and was handing it out, just handing them out. Not charging nothing, just trying to get the ideas
out.
That's
awesome. What about digitally putting it out or putting it on YouTube? I mean, what's the name of it? How do folks find out?
My YouTube name is Daffy Duck. I got a couple raps on there, Be More Kind and a Time Rap.
Sure. All I'm saying is, I mean, I get stamping out your own records and sending them off to some stations, but really the obvious way to do it is put it out with an article, post your stuff online, and then send it off to folks and then tell people, I mean, I would put your first few albums out to you, tell me, until you hit traction, saying this is fair use, open to the public. And then you can do remixes of it and actually, make money, which everybody needs. That's what it's all about, to be able to fund your family and yourself and your ideas. We in the Liberty Movement, the full spectrum of that true, open diversity, need to make money and need to understand it's okay for us to make money. And so what I'm saying is you should put it out free and then hype it up, get a name for yourself, and then do paid releases, that are even produced better. So, again, I would challenge you to do that. We're going to launch this very soon, and I know it's the way to go. It's just it's a landmine. It's a minefield. But believe me, we're going to start a whole new YouTube channel, a whole new Facebook, so it's separate. So if we get copyright issues, there won't be a problem. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Kay. Absolutely. How we're going to defeat them is making art, making culture, because I have been in the room with the executives. I've heard about it from Hollywood, movie people, executives, major rock stars who were in the rooms and were told, it doesn't matter you're selling 10 million records a year. We're going to put out gangster rap. I've talked to the rappers that were in the rooms. Doesn't matter you're selling 10 million, 15 million records last year. You're not going to put out this stuff anymore. You're going to talk about killing and stealing and prison to get young people to go live like that, to put them in prison. Now, that's premeditated and that's evil. Let's go to Dave, combat vet, calling in from South Carolina. Thanks for holding, Dave.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good, my friend.
Good. Hey, went to the Veteran Hospital yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina. Kind of resonated what you were talking about, the VA kind of enemy in the gate, so to speak. Not at the gates, but in the gate. And just the people, man, they're just such so different right now. One of the guys inside, it was in the waiting room, in the emergency room. One of the guys was like, oh, that Donald Trump, man, that's a terrible man. What in the world is this guy talking
about? Was that one of the veterans or one of the employees?
One of the employees.
Yeah, here's the deal. They've been lazy. They've been bad. They've got death lists. Obama put them in computers to literally kill people. So they're executioners. They're the social engineers over the vets. They keep the eye on you. They take your rights. You're the enemy. They are the enemy within the gates. Not all of them, but the institution. So they want to test you and try to bully you. So what you do is you videotape it. You hidden camera it. You show the Trump sign hidden up. You're the vets. This is a real fight for the homeland. You get that out, you'll go to the next level. I'm going to come right back to you. I want to hear this, Dave, and then we're going to, of course, the great American and media analyst, Mark Dice, reaching tens of millions of people a week. So exciting. And we talked to Dave. We'll talk to Dustin, DC, Chris, Patrick, and others. I got more Trump clips coming up. And who's hosting the fourth hour today? It's Anthony Cumia from New York City. Nothing more Americana than New York City when the people of New York are for America. It's Blue Ribbon Pride. Straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hang man, hold it a little while. I think I see my friends coming, riding many a mile. My friends, you get some silver.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, or InfoWars Live, as we call it. Anthony Cumia is coming up in the fourth hour. Mark Dice is a guy that after the show, I'm talking to him on the phone. I'm saying, Mark, you need to come to Austin, even if you don't want to come work with us or leave San Diego. We want to put your talents to work here with a whole crew and actually get you syndicated on radio and kick ass. I know he's got his own life there, his own thing he's doing. He's like, I can't come to Austin, he told my producer today. I'm busy doing laundry and stuff. That's a quote. Well, I'm going to make Watson probably move here, too. Watson actually works for me for 16 years. I want Mark Dice to work with us because, again, he's very talented. He needs a crew behind him. He can even keep his apartment in San Diego. He can fly back there a couple months out of the year. But it's just crazy because we need to promote the best people out there. But he's doing a great job. He does great media analysis. We played it last night in our expanded coverage where he just destroyed Rachel Maddow. But what's great is he did it first. He's like right on it. It's kind of good he's on the West Coast. He's a little bit, you know, earlier over there. Later here, he gets out stuff that other people don't. But very, very excited to see what he's doing. I'm going to go back to Dave here to finish up this call. Then I'm going right to Mark Dice. Talk about the whole state of the world, what's going on. You name it, at MarkDice.com. Author, publisher, a media analyst, you name it. Let's go to Dave. Dave, finish up your point about so you're at the VA. The VA employees are bad-mouthing the commander-in-chief because they're a bunch of lazy pieces of garbage that had death panels and death computers that would decide to not treat people that, say, you know, had a clogged artery. You know, 45-year-old vets, people that could have clear treatment, they're murdering them. So, of course, these people have rationalized what they're doing.
But two things really quick before I lose train of thought. Where do I take all the pictures and all the stories I've got? Because they seem to be lost in translation. You can't seem to get them anywhere. The whole unit has been struggling a lot trying to get stuff anywhere. Do you have any avenues?
Well, you know, the one problem in America is the telephones are so bad now. But I'm saying, where do you are you trying to send us pictures or videos?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who to send it to.
Yes, send it to Trump Support. That's where vets send us tips. Trump Support. At Infowars.com, we're adding new photos. We should show it right now. Every day, we're going to create a special link. We have an article right now about it. National movement launched about troops and veterans to support Trump. And we're going to create a whole web page, a whole section. We have an article right now. In fact, if you guys go ask Don, we can put it on screen. And we're going to be adding more photos of troops supporting Trump. We're going to be doing articles about it. But just like this veteran congressman goes in with both his legs blown off and puts the sign up, you know, there in Palm Beach, Florida, that's what veterans can do. It's not just send us photos saying you support Trump. It's whatever you think's best. InfoWars mobilizes grassroots military support for Trump. Send your photos to Trump Support at InfoWars.com. And that's the article from yesterday. There's going to be new articles all the time. You scroll through it. You see the troops doing it, you know, famous Navy SEALs, heads of SEAL teams, you name it, coming on the broadcast. You know, such elite troops, I can't even tell you what units they were in. And then just all doing basic stuff and saying, look, we know he's not a Russian agent. We know that McCain's wrong saying that that Senator Rand Paul's a Russian agent because he doesn't have war with Russia. I mean, this is it's those small steps. I'm with Trump. And letting these folks know they don't speak for you. And will InfoWars save the world? Will each vet save the world? No, but together we'll do it. Dave, God bless you. All right, let's go to Mark Dice. That's a great question. You know, Mark has a degree in media, in radio, television, film, and in analyzing media. He's kind of a political scientist of media. And for over 12 years, he's been just dominating. Got to be billions of views total, hundreds of millions on his own YouTube channel. But what I love about Mark is he's accelerating. And I'm not lecturing Mark, but he really should listen to me. I told Paul 5-6 years ago, you're going to do weekly videos, you're going to come on, you're going to tweet, or I'm going to cut your pay in half. And I pay Paul well, he deserves it. He said, okay, Alex, and I sent him the map. And they knew it. He's better than I am on air. Let's just admit it, at least to many audiences. Mark's as good as I am or better in many ways. Okay, so I said, Mark, stop trying to have national TV shows. You've already have them. They don't do anything. I've done them too. Be yourself. You will dominate. Now, I'm not bragging here. Now I'm telling Mark. Move to Texas, set you up good. You can run your own awesome program. You can share in the victory. We need him because I don't have the money or crew to set up in San Diego. I need the best minds, and Mark Dice is one of them. And I just decided to go ahead and just say it on air. There's total transparency here. Mark, I can't even get Mark out here, though. So I'll find out what you're going to lose, Mark, if you come out. You're coming out here in the next few weeks. Paul's coming here in a few weeks for 2 weeks. You must come to the mothership. I want you here. Not to, like, be under my even command. You're smart. You don't say something you can get sued for. You're the kind of guy I need is like an editor. I want to build a whole nother mothership, see? I want a big mothership factory. Not that I'm in charge of one mothership. They can blow that up. I want to have a big mothership factory, see? But I need somebody that can command a mothership. There's only Drudge and InfoWars and Breitbart. The others aren't even mother. We need motherships. We need command attack information warfare aircraft carriers. You understand? We need weapons platforms. We need leaders. I need you to join the info war, Mark Dice. You've been a big part of it, but now's the time. I know I'm ranting. Go ahead.
You know, I thought you'd really made it when Hillary Clinton called you out, but I think it's almost as big of a badge of honor to get called out by Saturday Night Live. And that just goes to show that they finally are really admitting that they're losing the information war. And Rachel Maddow's pathetic stunt with her bombshell Donald Trump tax returns, not only was it an absolute egg on her face instance, really eclipsing Geraldo's opening of Al Capone's vault. It took 30 years for someone to finally top the most overhyped, epic fail live television reveal. But Rachel Maddow did it by hyping up this big bombshell of Donald Trump's taxes, which we're going to finally expose his ties to the Russians, and it's the smoking gun to finally bring impeachment charges and get him taken down. And of course, not only was it nothing, but it actually only just helped him, and it made Obama and Bernie Sanders, Mitt Romney, and others look even worse because Trump pays a higher percentage of tax than them. So she goes on last night on Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, to not to make fun of herself for overhyping this, not to apologize for this ridiculous clickbait tweet that she sent out hyping up her event, but to actually brag and be egged on and encouraged by Jimmy Fallon about how this was still some supposed big bombshell story. This isn't news. They're not news. These are enemy propaganda.
They are constantly, exactly. That's a great point I hadn't thought of. They're still trying to sell a dead corpse. Everybody's laughing at her. The arrogance level of even after they've taken a fraud, sold a hoax, they're now regurgitating the same fraud in a confidence game, and it's not working. What the hell's their problem?
Their audience has become children, and that's why people are flocking to the alternative sources. That's why people are getting so popular. Smaller, you know, people like me over the last 10 years have been just slowly chugging along like a little engine that could, and now getting some decent viewers, and they're absolutely scrambling.
Come on, decent viewers. You have millions a week.
It's pretty
please
good,
stop. We're not trying to brag. I want to be clear. This isn't about bragging. But we're bigger than they are. Drudge is the biggest website in the world after MSM. It's number two. And MSM's like billions of emails or something, so it's not even, it's all BS. Drudge is the biggest thing in the world. And they have articles every week. Drudge is dead. Drudge is nothing. We need to celebrate the fact that we, in the marketplace of ideas, we've won the Super Bowl over and over again, like the Patriots.
They're such phonies. If you look at some of the CNN hosts and even, you know, some of the folks in the other media outlets like Geraldo Rivera, he barely has 100,000 Twitter followers. Someone like the Cuomo over at CNN, Chris Cuomo, he has supposedly a million Twitter followers. But
they buy those. They're like, what, 90-something percent of Obama's and Michelle's were fake?
He could barely get a dozen.
I can buy a million Twitter followers tomorrow. Paul Watson has like 500,000, I have like 700,000 or something on our channels, or more than that, all of them. Point is, he has more than the BBC combined in actual reading impressions. And now they're starting to block it. We have to get into censorship, though, because here's the deal. We're kicking their butt up one side and down the other. They're striking back.
Yeah, and first they tried with the fake news. That didn't work. That backfired. And now they're kind of even regretful that they even launched that term. And even Jake Tapper, another fake news analyst over at CNN, is admitting that his 7-year-old son calls him fake news in order to taunt him. And so they kind of regret, they regret, you know, concocting this label. But
let me ask you that. Why do you think you're popular with, like, from when I found 30 and up like I am, which is a key thinking demographic up to old folks, but let's just face it, Paul Watson, people like that, are super hot. People like 10 years old to about 20 or 18, that's the demographic the globalists really want. Everywhere at my kids' school, other schools, softball games, you name it, everyone just runs around, oh, you're Alex Jones, you're the one that has Paul Watson or Gavin McGinnis or these other people on sometimes, or PewDiePie or whatever. So why do you, what's happening there, Mark Dice? Why is Generation Z on fire, totally recognizing that their parents and the liberals are fake? What's happening?
Well, now that they're finally kind of coming of age, they're not necessarily children anymore, and they've been living in this environment that has been trying to control them and tell them what they can and cannot say, and has been feeding them these bizarre narratives that are...
But why are you and I then more popular with young folks, but also middle-aged? I mean, why is it these certain shows that are popular with the kids? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, let's face it. A lot of the information on the smartphones, it's sort of pseudo synopsis crack. It just triggers the dopamine receptors in people's brains.
Let's say it. Paul Watson changes the subject every 15 seconds. It's great. It's riveting, but it's designed for kids with no attention span.
People's attention spans are, you know, literally that of a goldfish. And that's why people, you know, watch people play video games online. And so the media... they're really entertainment, but they're also enemy propaganda. I mean, realistically, CNN, ABC, CBS, all these major liberal outlets.
Wasn't that pure truth when Trump said they're the enemy media?
They are the enemy of the people because they're not news. They're not even liberal news outlets. You know, like when you look at BET, at least you know what they are. They're Black Entertainment Television, which, by the way, speaking of Lil Bow Wow in the previous segment, the founder of BET, now the wife, the co-founder, admits, yeah, she's ashamed of what it's become because they started it back in the 80s as a cable channel for Black people and Black interests. It was then sold to Viacom, one of the big six media companies. And she has come out recently and admitted that she's ashamed at what it has become because they obviously just exploit and perpetuate the very worst stereotypes or aspects of thug and ghetto culture. And so that's why we see people celebrating what Lil Bow Wow has said. And so we're seeing a lot of the young kids as they're coming of age, they're realizing that this system has been so phony, so fraudulent. They're empty inside. They're not satisfied. Their relationships are in shambles. They have no real job prospects. And so they're trying to find out what it is that's going on. That's why they're flocking to people like me, people like you, Paul Joseph Watson. There's a whole crop of, you know, sort of mid 20-year-old millennials now popping up on YouTube that are getting pretty big audience.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. They're going to strike back with censorship. We'll talk about that in a moment. But look at Bow Wow's tweet. His uncle says, you know, kill Trump, shoot the police, scram with bullets. You cover it, we cover it. People are pissed. He then says, yo, or ayo, real Donald Trump, shut your punk ass up before talking bleep about my uncle at Snoop Dogg before we pimp your wife and make her work for us. So sex slavery. These millennials don't seem to get. You're threatening, your uncle's threatening to kill the president. He responds and says it's not nice, and then you act butthurt and say you want to kidnap and rape his wife, basically. I mean, what the hell do they have no, what is wrong with these people?
A lot, clearly. And that's why these major news outlets like CNN, the Counterfeit News Network, they'll take the most minuscule little thing that Donald Trump said that's perhaps controversial, and they'll talk about it for 3 days, for 5 days, for the entire news cycle. But something like this, it just disappears. You may recall the thugs that live tortured that poor guy on Facebook Live. That story disappeared. It was mentioned literally once. It was perhaps one segment, a 30-second segment on most of these news outlets. It disappeared. It vanished. Now, the media could take a story like that and talk about it for a week, 2 weeks. They could have turned this kid into the next Trayvon Martin. But that's what they do with their chosen stories. They'll pick a certain case and they'll blow it up. Turn the person into a martyr or turn someone into a hero.
So it's lying by omission, too, because if we look at the 474 reported pedophiles, 30-plus kids in dungeons confirmed by the police. You rescue kids in sex dungeons, 30-plus in California and L.A. We know Trump's behind exposing it. We have from Eric Prince, CIA, you name it, that are fighting. I can't get into the details, but it's amazing. It's a James Bond movie. It's covered one time that they found 30 kids in slave dungeons.
You can't say that there's not collusion when if you watch the big three major networks, the broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, their evening news shows, they'll have the same stories when it's not a big national story. It's an isolated incident.
White guy allegedly raped a woman, and they'll just put it out because white guys are rapists. But then they'll cover up a bunch of Muslim rapes.
There's obvious certain stories that are going to be the top stories that everyone's talking about that should be covered on all major news networks. But then there's other stories which are isolated incidences or local issues that they'll pick. And then all of a sudden, just mysteriously, they're on all of the major networks.
Sure. And as a media analyst, you're obsessed with that. You should be. But I think the public gets it. So now we're able, with Drudge and others, to actually look at real news, make it the meme. That's why they want to block us. I notice what they kill is our stuff that's going viral. Now, though, they banned almost all of Paul's articles this week on Facebook. And all I'm saying is, brother, you have your followers and listeners. Please do a report about it, because if it happens to you, I'm going to talk about you. People don't think InfoWars is too big and I need help. They're hitting us hard, man. Facebook, Twitter, they banned almost all Paul's articles this week. It's getting bad. And they admit they are. Google announced, Drudge has it today, they're going to start, quote, you know, blocking fake news. That means anything is truthful. So this is on, man. What should we do about that?
We need to just ramp it up. We need to keep exposing them. And we're just growing. That's why they're in a panic, really, because your audience, the truth is just spreading and spreading and spreading. And so we need to actually go old school, like Matt Drudge has been suggesting for some time, instead of using these social media ghettos to rely on to get your information.
Just have blurbs that say, I can't post here. Go to my site to see it.
Well, and bookmark InfoWars.com. Bookmark Drudge Report on your browser.
MarkDice.com.
Instead of just following sites on Facebook, who are obviously going to filter.
Yeah, don't use it as your web portal. Just like folks went away from using something as their homepage or, you know, the old, you know, nav bars at the top. Just stop using them as your launch page. That's the end of them if you just do it.
And that's why I think, you know, Drudge tweeted out last week that the Facebook page for, quote, official Drudge Report and Matt Drudge were not his. And so obviously they were started by a fan. And so then people started following it, not knowing whether it was his or not. They weren't verified pages. They didn't have the blue check, but they still had 1.2 million followers on one of the pages.
Oh, if he had an official page, it'd be 20 million.
It wasn't Drudge's page. He didn't start it. He wasn't posting there. And so I think he had it pulled because he doesn't want people.
Sure, that makes sense. We had to do that ourselves. Nice to let folks have sites in my name. Then they start putting, like, on purpose, obviously, racist stuff or whatever. The news is like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's why he had it pulled, because he doesn't want people to rely on scrolling through your Facebook feed. So we need to go.
It's basically stealing your identity, too, because if you let somebody else, fan pages are great, but then it becomes a problem when they give it to somebody else and then they want to sabotage you.
Yeah, and then you see instances like what happened with, you know, when people start tweeting out things on parody Twitter accounts or fan Twitter accounts that get mistaken for real tweets. We see Maxine Waters and other people start talking about a fake tweet that Michael Flynn allegedly posted. It was from a fake account. I mean, Tommy Lahren was tweeting or was trending on Twitter a couple weeks ago because saw a fake Twitter account tweeted some racist things. And so everybody starts freaking out, calling her a racist. She's one of the top trends on Twitter. And that's real fake news. And that's why we just need to keep talking to people, really get off of these ghettos, like Drudge said. That's why I think you guys are doing so well, having your own platform and getting
Mark,
out.
I agree with you. Look at this right here. Was Obama insider Robert Gibbs behind McDonald's anti-Trump tweet? Gibbs now McDonald's chief communications officer. He's over it. He's the guy that famously said, I lie to the public all the time. I lie about drones. I lie about taxes. I lie and laughs at us like we're dumb effers, like Zuckerberg and Gruber say. And then you read on. I mean, he's a prime suspect. He's over it. And they put up this anti-Trump tweet about his small hands and how he's a jerk or whatever. I mean, look, my gut tells me it's Gibbs. What do you think?
You know, I think that they have a social media manager that uses something like TweetDeck or has multiple Twitter accounts that they're managing through various API platforms. And I think that this was someone who thought that they were logged into their own account, but was actually logged into the McDonald's account, their social media manager. And then didn't realize that they tweeted it from the wrong account. And that's why McDonald's was very careful saying that, well, Twitter told us, we are investigating. There's no police investigation. There's no police report. What Twitter told them, I think they're talking about the flood of responses, because if somebody hacked into Twitter's account, the hacker is certainly going to be tech savvy enough to realize that when you respond to someone's tweet without putting a character in front of the @RealDonaldTrump, that it only shows up to the people who mutually follow those two accounts. So if the hacker wanted everybody who was following the McDonald's account to see them slamming Donald Trump, they wouldn't have tweeted just once, and they certainly wouldn't have just replied to Trump, or they wouldn't have just replied in that manner. They would have quoted the tweet.
Sure, why'd they pin it to the top?
Oh, I didn't know that they pinned it to the top. That's okay. Well, now that changes everything right there.
Well, I don't even know how it all works. I mean, you're better at this than I am. I'm just asking you. Paul's good at it, isn't he? So let me ask you this. What do we do, though, as they start to strangle us? Look, we're getting more radio stations, but I mean, tell you, they are decimating us on Facebook, on YouTube. They admittedly have all these governors blocking stuff being spread. We have 3 million subscribers on our channels, 2 million on one. Most people don't get the subscription. I guess people just have to remember, like you said, to pin our page, to remember it and come back to it, and then spread it. If our listeners just keep spreading articles, keep spreading videos, we'll beat this. Well, they just have to know, this is a war. This isn't about me making more money or Mark Dice. I'm so happy right now. I don't ever need more money in my life. My family's got a ranch. I don't need anything. I don't want to have a bunch of crap. You know, I got a Dodge car. I love it. I want to beat these people that literally think the country belongs to them, that want to brainwash our kids, take full control of society. They're not leaving us alone. They're bullies. So my full will is against these people.
People need to just go old school again and start communicating again. I mean, it's become common knowledge that it's almost a joke where people don't talk on the phone. They just communicate through social media, which is not communicating, because in 60 seconds verbally on the phone or face to face over at a barbecue, you can communicate more information than you could in pretty much 30 minutes tweeting it out or texting.
And again, it's human communication. It's not what somebody else did sending it out. And I'm not saying don't send our stuff out, but more listeners should create their own YouTube or Facebook accounts or their own site. And whatever it is, whether it's gardening or whether it's, you know, stargazing or bird watching, whatever it is, or music, just your own humanity that isn't centralized and controlled, that will bring them down.
Going old school, like I said, I can't stress enough to bookmark certain pages. You go in and then check out your 3, 4, 5 favorite news sources directly. And then that way you're not being filtered through Facebook. I tried boosting posts on Facebook. A lot of people may not be familiar with
this. I've even paid. It doesn't work.
It's a joke. For those who aren't familiar, when you have a fan page or a public page like Alex and I have, they restrict the distribution of our posts. And so in order to allow those posts to be distributed and show up on people's news feeds, they ask us to pay them. And so you can go through the budget. And, I mean, it's something like $4,000, Alex.
It's a total scam. We've done it. Doesn't work. And then meanwhile, our own people go, our listeners go and post it. They go, oh, that's spam, and take it off. And then, and again, they're taking stuff off our own page. They won't even let us now, if it's like a senator comes on, they delete that. I know when something's really credible and really big, they just block it.
Well, it's incredible. I've had multiple videos demonetized from YouTube, I mean, for well over a year, year and a half, and they say it's sensitive content. We'll allow you to have it on here, but we're not going to let you run ads on this. Meanwhile, the same exact story or the same exact clip is shown on CNN's page, on some big liberal network.
Yeah, no, it's just how Hollywood's run, these big monopolies screwing everybody. It's all coming to an end. Undoubtedly, it's coming down. Even if they try to shut us down, they can't put the genie back in the bottle. How do you predict in the next 5 years? Look at the future. How is this all going to end? What do you see in 5 years?
You know, I think they're going to try to bring down some other big YouTubers like PewDiePie, only not just entertainers. I think they're going to start to come after people.
The creative chilling effects, everybody rolls over.
Yeah, and they're going to try to hit us financially. We just saw BuzzFeed published an article targeting a certain news YouTube channels, naming Paul Joseph Watson specifically.
Oh, he's the target. They're scared of him.
And they're trying to go after us financially, and they're going to say, well, we'll allow you to maybe, you know, still have your channel. But
right, they're telling their people, go flag this, shut down Paul Watson, because his average video gets 5 million views. They cannot stand it. They cannot stand it.
When you look at the propaganda they're putting out on the official, you know, YouTube creators pages, they're always a 50% thumbs down. I mean, you look at it.
Oh, yeah, nobody wants what YouTube's force feeding.
Well, that's why they kicked Jay Leno off of the NBC Tonight Show. He was number one for almost 20 years. They replaced him with Jimmy Fallon.
And that's because, I know behind the scenes all stuff, that the guy's actually a libertarian patriot. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. You really couldn't tell his politics because he went after everyone pretty equally.
But Leno openly is an Americana guy. And he didn't. The execs didn't like him. He bucked. I have people that work on the show, and people that know Jay. I'm going to leave it at that. Jay is a patriot. Jay's a listener. I've been told 6 years ago, Jay's a listener. But I'm going to stop. I mean, hell, Jay plugged me 18 years ago on air. Go ahead.
There's a clip of Jimmy Kimmel on David Letterman back in 2008 or 2009 when Jimmy Kimmel got his own show. And he told David Letterman that he was actually surprised and he wishes that Letterman would have told him that he would be lying for a living. And he has to lie about liking the television shows. He has to lie about liking the celebrities. He has to promote all these different products and television shows. And that's what these people do, a lot of them, when they sign those.
And Jay Leno isn't a horse, even though he had top ratings, just like Larry King. Larry King wasn't perfect, but he was his own guy. They couldn't tell him what to do. He's gone. They put in Piers Morgan, total failure. Do 5 more minutes with us, my friend. There's Mark Dice. Find his books and more at markdice.com. I say go to his Twitter or Facebook. They're much bigger, but those may be gone next week. This is a war, folks. And listen, free shipping on Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Amazing, just known herbs, concentrated to boost your vitality. Paleo Man, so much more. Sign up for a free newsletter, Infowars.com/show. And we've got some big 50% off discounts. We're going to email you with promo codes. The skin, nail, and hair formula, BioPCA, that's super low price, is 50% off. That's at cost, by the way. And like competitors have the same amount of one ingredient, costs $45. This costs a third of that and is half off right now. InfoWarsLive.com. We'll be back with the fourth hour. Anthony Cumia coming up in about 8 minutes. I'm going to finish up with Mark Dice. Stay with us. It's a war, folks. You cannot hype how real this is. Who'd think InfoWars? Because of you, be changing the world.